This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26, with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा। अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है। इस फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में लाभ मिलेगा, इससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी।
The minister said that the government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has given its nod for the budgetary support for the multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees. He said the objective of the scheme is to improve the quality, equity and governance in technical education. An estimated 275 government and government-aided technical institutions are expected to be selected and supported under the scheme. The government also approved 4 new components under the existing Central Sector Scheme of Special Development Packages for Assam and Tripura with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Construction of 4-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a detailed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin briefed him on the latest developments concerning Ukraine. While thanking President Putin for his detailed assessment, the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position for the peaceful resolution of the conflict. Both leaders also reviewed the progress in the bilateral agenda and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. The Defence Ministry rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defence purchases with the United States. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. It further clarified that the various cases of procurement are being progressed as per the extant procedures. China has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin from August 31st to September 1st. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Chekun said the summit will be a gathering of solidarity and friendship with participation from over 20 countries. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah strongly criticized RJD Chief Lalu Prasad and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi, Mr. Shah alleged that by opposing the SIR, these opposition leaders are favoring intruders for vote bank politics. Earlier, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone and performed Bhumi Pujan for the new Mata Janki temple at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi in Bihar, which will be completed at a cost of more than 883 crore rupees in a sprawling area of 67 acres. Election Commission has rejected the claims made by Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi over vote theft. The Commission asked Mr. Gandhi to either resign the declaration on issues he raised during the press conference, which he believes is true, or else apologize to the nation. US President Donald Trump said that he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on August 15. Trump said this in a post on Truth Social yesterday. Confirmation came after steadily building talks between the two since the U.S. president returned to office. Trump's announcement came just hours after unveiling a peace framework between Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House, part of what he has billed as an aggressive push to resolve multiple global conflicts. Trump has not met with Putin in person since returning to White House in January. And that is the end of this news bulletin.